This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is responding to Iran's shooting down of a U.S. drone over the Persian Gulf, suggesting that it might have been an accident. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
It's the first time Tehran has directly attacked the U.S. military amid recent tensions, with Iran saying the unmanned aircraft violated its airspace. But the Air Force's top Mideast commander says the drone was in international airspace.
This was an unprovoked attack.
The president says it may also have been unintentional, calling it a big mistake in the truest sense.
It could have been somebody who was loose and stupid. That did it.
Either way, the president says it was foolish and the U.S. won't stand for it. Asked if he's willing to go to war with Iran,
you'll find out.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
American Paul Whelan appeared in a Moscow courtroom on Thursday on espionage charges. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, the former Marine is appealing to President Donald Trump for help.
Whelan was arrested in a hotel room in Moscow at the end of December and charged with espionage. The former Marine called on President Trump to intervene.
Mr. President, we cannot keep America great unless we aggressively protect and defend American citizens wherever they are in the world. Please tweet your intentions.
Whelan says he is a victim of political kidnapping.
I am innocent of the one and only charge against me, a crime that never occurred. My life has been threatened, my rights denied.
Whelan's lawyer says his client was handed a flash drive that had classified information on it that he didn't know about. The espionage charge carries up to 20 years in prison in Russia. I'm Ed Donahue.
Fervent Brexit campaigner Boris Johnson and Foreign Minister Jeremy Hunt emerged Thursday as the only two candidates left in the race to become British Prime Minister. The flamboyant Johnson is the odds-on favorite to win next month. This is VOA News. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is talking about trade issues with President Trump on Thursday, a day after Mexico became the first to ratify the new trade deal negotiated by the three neighbors. Wednesday's 114-4 vote in Mexico was overwhelmingly in favor of the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. It came despite misgivings from a small group of liberals there and tensions with the United States over immigration. The USMCA is a replacement for the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un told China's President Xi Jinping he would like to be patient with the United States over stalled nuclear talks and expressed hope that the relevant party will meet halfway with Pyongyang. Chinese media quoted Kim as saying that during a meeting with Xi on his first visit to North Korea, which is aimed at strengthening ties between the allies. Those relations were strained by Pyongyang's nuclear provocations and Beijing's subsequent support for UN sanctions. Xi arrived Thursday for the two-day trip, the first by a Chinese leader to North Korea in 14 years. Lawyers who visited a border detention site in Clint, Texas, say the conditions there for children are very dangerous. We get details from AP's Shelley Adler.
A legal team recently interviewed over 60 children at a Border Patrol station in Texas and had this warning. A dangerous and traumatic situation is unfolding for some 250 infants, children, and teens locked up for up to 27 days without enough food, water, and sanitation. Customs and Border Protection did not immediately respond to the allegations about the conditions, but has said in recent weeks that it's overwhelmed and it needs more money and help from Congress. Shelley Antler, Washington.
Newly released data from the U.S. Census Bureau shows that America is aging. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
From 2010 to 2018, the median age of Americans increased by 1 year to 38.2. In Puerto Rico, the median age jumped nearly 6 years to 42.8, largely the result of younger people moving to the U.S. mainland after Hurricane Maria hit in 2017. Among states, Maine had the greatest increase. The median age there rose 2.2 years to 44.9. And the only state with a decrease was North Dakota. It's seen a population boom driven by growth in the energy sector, and that's helped pull down the median age to 35.2. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.